And we are back with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, this is one of my favorite segments of the show, is when we get to the listener mail, because you've got great people asking questions out there. For example, Lori in Oak Lawn, she says, I'm being forced into an early retirement at 57 from my job with the state. I'll have my pension, but that alone won't be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security or to withdraw from my IRAs?
Well, Lori, what I would suggest is come on in. We'll sit down and do a complete income review for you to see where you're at, how much you're going to be short on a monthly basis, and then take a look at options you might have available to you. I don't know what you have in your IRAs or 401ks or if you have any Roth accounts or any other brokerage accounts you might have or money saved for retirement. But if you're not meeting the monthly bills, I mean, obviously a job might have to be your only option until Social Security kicks in. So we have to take a look at your overall picture so we can put a game plan in place. And that's the most important thing. We always say on our radio show and on our seminars, the biggest peace of mind people have in retirement is when they see their checkbook getting down to zero on the 30th of every month, knowing that it's going to be filled back up again on the 1st. That's what your pensions allow you to do. That's what Social Security allows you to do. You can budget from there. And then we see where we need to pull in any shortfalls from retirement savings or if it's from another form of employment.
Yeah, boy, that can be a curveball sometime when you get forced into retirement like that.
Well, I mean, it happens all the time. We have so many listeners who came in here in the last couple of weeks. The one guy, he was a radiologist at a local hospital. He got forced out at 57 years old. He can't pull from his retirement account until 59 and a half. So he's looking for another job, part-time employment, until he can get there. He's too young for Social Security. I mean, things happen in life, and we always say this thing called life gets in the way from a good retirement plan. You know, I had another lady that came in here a few weeks ago. She had a health issue. She just got diagnosed with cancer. You know, major curveball for her. She wasn't planning on retiring. She wasn't planning on taking her Social Security. Now she's going to be forced out because of treatment and everything else. I mean, we just don't know. So having a good income plan in place and having a backup plan is always a great option.
And now we hear from Donald in Wheaton. He says, what are the rules that dictate whether or not I can roll my 401k at work into my own IRA while I'm still working? I know one person that's done it, but another friend says it can't be done. So Donald says he's confused.
Well, Donald, we specialize in that area, and I would say come on in, give us a call. We'll sit down for an appointment with you. And what you want to do, Donald, is get a copy of your summary plan description from your employer and to see if your plan allows you to roll 401k money while you're still working. The general rule of thumb is about 90% of the American companies today allow their employees to roll their current 401ks once they reach the age of 59 and a half. So generally speaking, your friend who did it, I'm assuming he was over 59 and a half, but the friend who couldn't, he was either not 59 and a half or his plan did not allow him to do so. So what you want to do is get a hold of that summary plan description from your employer, and they will be able to tell you if you can roll that money in. So one of the nice things about rolling money now, we did quite a few people here in the last few weeks, the markets are at their all-time high. They're locking in their gains at their all-time high because these accounts have never been higher. And a lot of our listeners, when they come in here, what they're really freaking out about is they remember what happened in 2008, where the market lost 45%. Well, you can still contribute for the next 4 to 5 years. Yeah, if you roll over your 401ks. But what a lot of people don't realize is, hey, listen, if another 2008 comes, now you're losing 45% of maybe 10, 20, 30 grand, not 45% of 3, 4, 500,000. So if your job allows you to do so, there are certain plans you can roll that money over, protect it, lock it in right now at its all-time high, and still contribute and take advantage of the tax deductions for the next few years.
Boy, that's something that you really need to sit down and talk with your planner about that. You can get an idea of what you can do for them if they take advantage of your offer today.
Well, absolutely, Brent. Like I said, anybody else who calls in here, come on in, sit down for a free consultation. We'll put together a complete income plan analysis for you. So we'll sit down and we'll figure out where your income is going to come from in retirement, whether it's pensions, Social Security. We'll show you how to maximize those pensions and Social Security as well with our software here we use for our clients. We'll also sit down and do a complete portfolio review for you. We'll see what your fees are, see if it's in line with what you're currently looking to do for in retirement. Also, we're giving away Coach Pete's 401k Survival Guide, which talks about different options people have within their 401ks as far as rolling them, the different choices they have within their current plans. It's a great guide for anybody who has their money sitting in a 401k plan. And then we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. and the best ways to set that up. And for any of our listeners who come on board with over $250,000, we set them up with a will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. Any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a free living trust and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare to help them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call and set up an appointment.
Finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. You need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate that for you, all of that complex financial world, into something very clear and easy to understand. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. Now, you will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. So call now. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John, the show's flown by today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week with new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.